that story was actually a fabrication. I actually described, you know, this journalist yesterday as being notoriously malicious. Because as far as I was concerned, he got into my office making inquiries as to whether Zimbabwe had the potential to actually turn around its economy depending on mining activities. And in response, I said, yes, Zimbabwe has that potential. While we're operating at about 30% of our full capacity as the mining industry in Zimbabwe, we just ended Mine Entra. I did make it clear that Zimbabwe needs about $5 billion to capitalize. And I indicated that to him that this was our incapacitation. We needed to capitalize more in order to produce more. I then went on to explain to him that Zimbabwe was not only looking at expanding its production levels, but that Zimbabwe also had the capacity of discovering further minerals to what we had in terms of our exploration being carried out. And that's when I mentioned the issue of uranium being explored by a Chinese company at Kanyemba in the Zambezi Valley. I then indicated to him that Zimbabwe is number two in terms of chrome deposits worldwide. It's number three in terms of platinum deposits worldwide. And also that we had the potential to produce more gold in view of the policies that we had adopted for small-scale miners that we are now implementing. I also indicated that in terms of iron ore, we are number two in the world worldwide. So by the end of the day, he then asked whether we had any trade with Iran, to which I asked that, you know, I'm not privy to that. That is a foreign affairs issue. When I indicated that to him, he then left my office fully aware that, what he had tried to entice me to do was to talk about diamond theft. And I said, there's no reported theft of diamonds in Zimbabwe. So as far as I was concerned, I'm not a policeman, but a policymaker. And having not satisfied his, you know, initiative where he wanted us to talk about theft of diamonds in Zimbabwe, he then left and maliciously wrote about uranium and Iran, because there is no way. He did not discuss with me what other markets were for all the minerals that we produce in Zimbabwe. And this was never a subject matter at all. So when I heard about the story, I tried to phone his number. It's not available. His local number, which he was using, I tried to phone the number on his card, which he had given to me in the office. It's not available. So he deliberately, maliciously wrote that story, and it seems to have disappeared from, you know, the radar. That's the problem that, you know, we are having. And I explained that when I was phoned by other news agencies to indicate that, you know, he was notoriously malicious to write about something that he had not, you know, discussed with me at all.
If you did not discuss that issue with him, why do you think that he then went ahead and wrote an article in which he was quoting you as having said that?
It is not the first time that I've been quoted by journalists who talk to me when they've already written up their stories, but approach my office just to make sure that they've talked to you so that they can actually pass on their stories to their editors without necessarily having, you know, gotten the responses from one, as it were. So it has happened several times, and I think this journalist is just malicious. Being a British journalist, it was obvious what he was trying to do was just to make sure that Zimbabwe was demonized. In fact, I got a call from a BBC reporter directly from London who was also trying to verify that story. And when I spoke to him, the BBC, you know, reporter was actually intent on trying to prove that the story was true, despite the fact that I indicated that I had not, you know, discussed that particular issue, you know, with him, the issue of Iran. And in fact, EU sanctions and the United States sanctions against Iran have nothing to do with Zimbabwe. So I wonder, he was just being maliciously, you know, trying to, you know, damage the image without necessarily looking at the topic. What if good sanctions, you know, against, you know, Iran from the EU and from America got to do with Zimbabwe? Nothing at all.